The Minister of Health, Sherry Aiti, says government has released a substantial amount of money to pay arrears owed hospitals under the National Health Insurance Scheme. Her comments follow threats issued by the Ghana Chamber of Pharmaceuticals to suspend supply of medicines to hospitals under the NHIS due to delay in reimbursement. But the minister says, apart from money released last week, the finance ministry is about to release another tranche to defray all arrears. She spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The National Health Insurance Scheme, the patients, they are provided, you know, medicine from the pharmacy unit within the hospital.
And then how regularly do you pay the providers?
By the law, you know, government, it's always about 2 months, you know, in arrears, because, you know, it's about 2.5% of VAT. And the money has to be paid into the consolidated account, and then it has to be reconciled. And then after that, government releases the money to the scheme for reimbursement to providers. So last week, government has released, you know, a substantial amount of money to clear some of the outstanding, you know, indebtedness. And then after that, the Minister of Finance will also release the balance so that we'll be in a current position.
For purposes of clarity, can you tell us how much was released to these pharmaceutical service providers?
Now, the pharmaceutical service providers, they are dealing directly with the hospitals. You know, they are dealing with the hospital. When somebody with an NHI card goes to the hospital and you've been looked after, you go to the pharmacy and then you are given, you know, medicine. And then the provider will make claims for the medicine that, you know, has been supplied. So if we refund the money to the hospital, then the hospitals will also pay by the pharmaceutical company. Yes, yes.
How many months payment were made to the hospitals?
I think I will not know, because now the National Health Insurance Scheme is going to sit down and then look at how much each provider owes. You know, I mean, if you take the story of Kumbugu, they owe only 600,000 Ghana cedis. So we can clear that outright. Now we, you know, especially those hospitals in the vulnerable areas, you know, because they don't earn much internally generated funds. You know, so let's leave it with the National Health Insurance to work out, you know, everybody's payment, because, you know, we want to, you know, clear all the outstanding balance.
But the question I was asking is that since you were in arrears before you made some part payments, we want to know that the payment that you made, it will cover for about how many months?
This is what I'm trying to say, is that the money was released in bulk. So National Health Insurance will compute whether whatever each provider is going to receive will be for 2 months or 3 months.
The health minister also lamented the high cost of pharmaceutical products in the country. Madam Aiti said she will meet the pharmaceutical chamber for an explanation of the cost build-up.
These pharmaceuticals, they don't hamper on that angle. We are also not happy about the cost of drugs in this country. And I've made it clear, I'm going to have a meeting with the chamber. We want to see what goes into the build-up of drugs into this country. The cost of drugs in Ghana, they are too expensive. And I think if you take the National Health Insurance bill, 50% represent the cost of drugs, not acceptable. So at least government is trying to see how best we can bring down the cost of healthcare in Ghana. You know, and we are going to have a meeting with them and we'll discuss this.
And how soon will that meeting take place?
Oh, very soon. I'm meeting the, you know, principals of training colleges next week in Kumasi. We are going to look at how we are going to reduce that, the cost of our training for nurses and midwives. After that, I'm going to meet the pharmaceutical council in the chamber together, because we all know the FOB price. We know the tax that you pay. So there must be a minimal, overhead you can, you know, put on top of your cost. Everybody must be on board, so that we can, you know, provide a minimum and reasonable good quality healthcare, you know, service in the country.
But do you know why the cost of the products are that high?
And we are going to meet to discuss it. Oh. You should tell us.
Minister of Health Sherry Aiti talking to Bubu Klinogo.